Roseanne Barr is coming to town next week. She's going to be working the stand-up stage for the first time, I think, in a long time. Over at the UMSL campus, she'll be working at the Two Hill. And this is a woman who at one point was arguably the most powerful woman in American show business. And now she's back to her roots, working the stand-up circuit, and is joining me here on the Paul Harris Show this afternoon. Hi, Roseanne.
Hey, hi. How are you doing?
Is that right? Were you the most powerful woman in show business at one point?
No, they say that, but I don't believe it.
So are you powerful now?
No.
What happened?
I don't know. All I do is homework, so I have no idea.
Homework with your kids, you mean?
My kid's in fifth grade.
Yeah.
And that's my life, and I don't know. I guess that makes me somewhat powerful, but maybe not. It would make you pretty powerful if you saw the kind of stuff they teach them. I mean, you have to be a genius to understand fifth grade.
Well, I've got a kid in sixth grade, so I know exactly what you're talking about.
It's just unbelievable. It's like 3 hours of homework every night.
Yep.
And I swear, you need a college degree to be in that grade.
Why are you using Barr again? Why are you Roseanne Barr now?
Oh, because it's my name. It's kind of over. I don't know. Just because it's my name, I guess.
You liked it?
Well, you know, it's who I am and all that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I kind of got over all the other stuff.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, it is good.
That's good. Is your son Barr also?
No, he's not. He's something else.
When you're on, he's something else. You're something else, come to think of it. When you come to town and you're doing stand-up again, it's been a few years since you did this, and I was actually just last week looking at some old footage because a friend of mine by the name of Steve Morris, who's a character actor and voiceover guy in Los Angeles, was on one of your earliest stand-up specials, which I guess was HBO probably?
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that was the first one I did with HBO.
Yeah, he played some small role in that. Because
he did, huh?
He and I had been talking about it, and it's his connection to you, and so thereby my connection to you. Hmm. And I'm wondering what's different for you now about doing stand-up than it was 20, 30 years ago, whenever the heck that was.
What's different about it?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I kind of had to relearn it a little bit because, you know, I was doing the TV and, you know, so I didn't, you know, kind of keep up with it for that time. But it's not really too different. It's kind of the same thing. It's just, you know, you kind of lose your chops after that much time and you got to get them back.
Are you working towards another HBO special? Is
that
the goal?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah,
that's the whole. The whole thing I'm doing is for that reason. And, you know, I like my material, and it's working real good. And so, you know, it's kind of exciting to have something to say again.
Yeah. What are you talking about on the road?
How much everything blows.
So it's a real optimistic show then?
No, it's about the end of the world. And, you know, I think it's optimistic because, you know, it's kind of optimistic. I guess you could use that word.
Mm-hmm.
But
What is it that's on your nerves so much?
What do you mean?
Well, you said everything blows, so obviously something's bugging you.
Well, the whole world's blown up. Where have you been? Have you not been watching the news?
Yeah.
Well, the whole world is blowing up, and I like to talk about it.
Okay.
Everybody's gone crazy. They're out of their mind. Even Mother Nature's having a breakdown.
Yes.
And I'm talking about it.
Is that therapeutic for you?
I think it's therapeutic for me and the audience because, you know, not that many people are talking about, you know. It's kind of exciting that the world's going to end. I say it's going to end in July of 2006 because I've done the biblical calculations and such.
Any particular day in July 2006?
Yeah, I think July 15th.
Oh, man.
2006. So I'm telling everybody, if there's something you want to do, you better get out there and do it right now because, you know, we'll all be dead real quick.
Couldn't you make it a couple of weeks later because my birthday is July 26th?
Well, no, I can't. I'm sorry.
We can't postpone. So how did you?
It's just a prediction.
Okay.
You know.
Any particular time of day?
Early afternoon.
Right before I go on the air. So I'm going to have that whole afternoon, I'm going to be talking about the end of the world. Will it be a gradual thing or just a big pop and we're done?
I think it's a big pop and we're done, but it's already on simmer. I mean, everything's simmering and boiling over now. I mean, you know. Everything is like poisoned and there's no water and, you know, everything. If you really read the news and you see like everything, you know, all animals are getting extinct. There's no ozone, you know, the rainforest is disappearing by thousands of acres every day. Mad cow, mad bird, there's nothing you can eat. So we might as well just die.
Yeah, but... But you see, you and I grew up at a time when this country was so nuts that we had to hide under our desks because we could be bombed any second. So,
I know, but that's a part of it. That's our generation, you know. That is how we were brought up. But now we made it happen, I think, because, you know, we got so paranoid we sort of made it all happen.
So the last thing we should do, since we now apparently only have 9 months to go, is come see you. We got to get tickets to go see you next week.
Got to start laughing. I think the only way we could stop it is if we start laughing.
Mm-hmm.
And we better laugh a long, long time and real hard. We better laugh at everything and stop being so serious.
Well, I think that's important, too, but you sound pretty serious to me. That's why.
Well, I'm serious about laughter. It's a serious business. You got to get out there and laugh. Things disappear. And energy seems to be dissipated, negative energy, when you laugh at it. When you laugh it to scorn, it leaves.
Well, I think laughter is a great thing. I think it has curative qualities and is very, very positive. So
that's what I'm saying. We got to laugh. We got to laugh at the government and the weather and everything. We better start laughing good, real fast.
Can I ask you a question about your sitcom?
Yeah.
Because the DVD of the first season's out now.
Yeah.
A listener who knew I was having you on today said, please ask her why I'm not getting the real versions of these shows when I buy this DVD.
Everyone's all up in arms about that. And, I went to the people because everybody was, you know, mad at me. And I said, well, and they said, oh, they're going to make sure that from the second season on, which will be released in December, that it will be, you know, what was on television. I don't know why they did it. But they just released for the first season, you know, the syndicated version, which had 2 minutes taken off from, you know, the original network broadcast. Don't ask me why anybody does anything. But they promised me that they will fix it by, you know, the next one that comes out.
I know why they did it, so they could get all these complaints, and then next time they can come out with, here is the original version, and people can buy it again.
I don't think they're that smart. I really don't. After all, don't forget, I worked in television for 9 years, and I have some authority when I say, believe me, they ain't that smart.
Yeah. In fact, you really disliked those suits a lot. Didn't you used to kick them off the set and say, get out of here?
I banned them. As soon as the show went to number one, which was so wonderful that it did, the very second week it was on,
mm-hmm.
The first thing I did was, because they were trying to fire me off my own show. And so I just go, you know what? It's going to go the other way. You're out of here.
I'm in charge here, and you got to go. Yeah.
Yeah, and then they were horrified because they're like, oh, she's not from, she didn't go to Yale.
Mm.
I was like, well, this is the way it goes. You know, I was like the waitress that came back to haunt everybody. But, you know, I think that's why the show was good. I didn't have to. And I, like I said, I don't know that it could ever happen again with anybody else either, but I didn't have to... answer to them, and they gave me pretty much all the freedom I think anybody's ever had on television, which I think I did a real good job with, and I never really made them too mad. I made them, you know, millions and millions of dollars.
Yep.
As long as you're doing that, they don't give a damn if you stand out there naked.
And anybody who doesn't understand how important what you did is, because, I mean, the integrity of what you were doing and wanted to do is what allowed a lot of what you did on the show to actually happen and come onto our screens. Plus, it probably allowed you to do wacky stuff that later on you could go, hey, we're a number one or at least a top five show year after year after year. Don't bother me. You guys go fix other stuff. Was that basically what you said to him?
No, I basically said, get the F out of here. No,
how tough was it for you to actually get that show on the air in the first place?
Well, it was a long process, and it wasn't hard getting it on the air because I was with a great company, Carsey Warner, who already had, you know, Cosby, and they had done so many great shows, and you know, when they picked me, I was so happy and so lucky, and they actually are the ones who stood between me and the network and gave me all the freedom I needed. They were just great to me, and they're great people to work with and for.
Did you find John Goodman, or did they?
They brought him to me, and, auditioned with me, and you know, like within 2 minutes, I was like, "That guy is the guy," and he knew it too. We hit it off so good; we were like just the best of buddies, and you know, we're still really friendly. And I just knew it immediately. That guy's the funniest guy I've ever met in my life.
Yeah, has he asked you to do some New Orleans relief?
No.
I'm surprised, since he lives down there.
Well, he's not living there, you know. His family, they've been washed away down there.
Yeah.
I think he's told me, I just saw him the other day, his family is, you know, not even, they have to be in another state.
Yeah, they're starting up elsewhere. All right, I'm going to let you go in a minute, but I do have to ask you one other John question. Mm-hmm. Tell me about the importance of Johnny Carson to your career.
Oh, well, that was back in the day where, you know, where every comic's dream was to get on with Johnny Carson, because you just knew that, you know, that's what it took, that, you know, the very next day your life could be turned around and you could be, you know, have a huge career. And that's exactly what happened to me. He just one appearance on his show was, you know, that's what happened. Very next day I had a career. So, you know, it was overwhelming too.
That doesn't happen anymore with Leto, Letterman, all of them, does it?
No, it doesn't happen, because there's only one Johnny Carson. I mean, there's only one Johnny Carson.
Yeah.
There never will be another one.
And aside from having you on the show, which was really set up by his bookers who went out and found you, was he then personally supportive of you as a guest?
He was so nice to me. You know, I didn't expect him to, you know, do any more than he had done by just having me on there, but he went even farther with me and encouraged, and man, he told me he guaranteed it. He personally guaranteed it, and it did happen because of that.
All right, Roseanne's going to be at the Two Hill next Wednesday, the 19th of October, and then Circle July 15th, 2006 as the end of the world date. And if not, I expect you back on the show July 16th, Roseanne.
Well, you know, I can always, update it if it doesn't happen.
All right, I know you don't do a lot of these. I appreciate your time this afternoon.
Hey,
thanks very much.
Thanks a lot. It was fun talking to you.
Thank you. Roseanne Barr here on the Paul Harris Show on News Talk 1120 KMOX.